This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Colorado Secretary of State's office is conducting a recount for a state house seat in Douglas County at the request of Republican candidate Kurt Huffman. He narrowly lost the race to Democrat Bob Marshall, but the margin was large enough that it did not trigger an automatic recount. Huffman is paying for the state to re-examine all of the ballots that required human adjudication for accuracy. The partial recall costs $700. So far this year, there have been 13 mass shootings in Colorado, with the attack at Club Q the latest. That ties a record set in 2021 for the most mass shootings in a year. Gun deaths across the state have been rising since 2008, despite legislative efforts to reduce them. Kelly Drain is the research director at the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She says it's too soon to know how well those laws are working.
We don't know the degree to which those laws sort of tempered that increase. And we don't know what the impact of those laws would be had there not been this a pandemic and a historic increase in gun violence.
Mass shooting data is tracked by the Gun Violence Archive, an independent nonprofit. In the mountains, good snow this fall should get another boost late Monday. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
That one's the most significant looking storm that we've seen perhaps so far this season. So if it pans out right, we could be looking at a pretty good dump of snow Monday night into Tuesday of next week.
Nelson says the mountains tend to intercept the snow so it doesn't make it down to the Front Range. Right now, it's 46 degrees in Denver. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06.